Good morning. This is KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder, the programming and media director here at KSJD. This morning, I'm joined by Sarah Severson. She is, among many other things, the host of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Tom. Lovely to be here this morning on a Monday morning.
It is lovely to be here with you. We're going to talk this morning about a new project that you and I are putting together called The Raven Narratives. It's a live storytelling event and podcast that will be produced from the stories. I want to talk with you this morning. You know, we're sort of interviewing each other here this morning about this project.
We're going to do a speed, like, back and forth questioning.
Right. That's right. But I thought it would be nice for just to let KSJD listeners know what's going on. Maybe people have heard about this project and they're going, the Raven, what? What is this thing? Can you kind of describe what this thing is?
Yeah. You know, if anybody has ever listened to the Moth podcasts and they do live, the Moth is a national event that does live storytelling events across the country. We have kind of it's a takeoff from the Moth or inspired by the Moth. And it is a live event that's happening this Saturday, January 23rd at the Sunflower Theater. We'll have nine local storytellers telling true stories. They have kind of guidelines for telling their stories, but they're true stories. They don't use notes. They can't do rants or raves. They get about, 8 to 10 minutes to tell their story, and it's powerful stories. We give them a theme, which this theme this time around is wild places, and that can be interpreted, internal wild places, external wild places. But it's meant, this live storytelling event is meant for connecting with each other, the connecting storytellers with the audience, and connecting us to each other around the true stories that we're telling.
For me, that was one of the reasons why this was such a compelling idea. And I think when I was thinking about this idea originally, long before we had thought of the Raven narrative.
You've been doing things for how many...
Well, stories to me have always been important. And even in the course of doing interviews on KSJD and talking to people, it's always when you get into the personal stories that people start to really open up and you start to relate to each other. I think that for me, storytelling is something that I didn't really identify as being quite as important as it is to me now. Because I started to think about it and I thought, wow, people have been telling stories to each other. That was the way that we transferred information to each other for a long, long time. And that was how ethics were passed down. That's how so many different kinds of information were passed down through the years. So it's really built into our DNA to be storytellers as human beings, sitting around campfires, sitting around kitchen tables. And this really is... a sort of formalization of that in a way. And I also think that as we look around and we're more connected than ever in some ways because we have cell phones and we're so connected across the globe, but yet we're so disconnected in another way. And that's that sort of face-to-face authentic story interaction with each other. And so I thought, maybe we could just take storytelling and formalize it into events and then actually use that digital connection through a podcast and take the stories, podcast them later so that the rest of the world can also enjoy this storytelling event.
Yeah, that's right. So we're doing these Raven narrative events four times this year, quarterly, right? And then we're rolling out those podcasts, those stories in the 3 months in between each of those live events. It's a really exciting, and our list of storytellers, I mean, Tom, what was your experience sitting here in the store, in the studio as people were pitching, coming in and pitching their stories? What kind of emotions and journeys did you go on?
Yeah, it's really, that's the other thing that's so wonderful about storytelling is it takes you places. People tell stories about being in places all over the world. And even if they're telling stories about, places that I recognize or identify and they're not as exotic, I can relate to a lot of those situations, whether they're funny or sad or just kind of poignant, I think, again, that's really the wonderful thing. And in listening to these storytellers, it just brought it home to me again, is to sit here in the studio and to hear people talking about the authentic experiences that they've had. To me, that's really what this is all about. And I can't wait to share it with everybody on the 23rd at the Raven Narratives event at the Sunflower Theater.
Yeah, I have to say, I've been involved in a lot of theater production and, things were on stage with scripts, which is a great art form in itself. But for me, this step into live storytelling, that true stories, real people telling real stories, is a step towards authenticity that I hadn't experienced in the same way being on stage with a script as an actor or writing shows. It comes from a different place in ourselves. And again, that resonance, when I was sitting in the studio, when we were sitting in the studio together, these storytellers came in and pitched their stories. It was I went from tears streaming down my face to laughter, yeah. You know, it took me everywhere. And in the same way that you were talking about, you know, being in Africa, being in Yellowstone at the airport with the cold air turning into fog, you know, you're there.
Yeah.
It's being inside a live, you know, a book that's being told live to you from the person that lived it. It's pretty exceptional and a rare experience these days.
I think it does tap into that ancient storytelling that is, like I was saying, sort of built into who we are. When we listen to a story and someone's telling a story, it takes us there. And it's if you think about written word, written language, that really hasn't been around that long in human history. Mostly, we've been telling each other stories through oral traditions.
Right.
So I think there's really a part of us that settles in and it's deep and we can see images in our minds and these stories really, they tap into something that's so real in us. The other thing that I really love about storytelling is that it's transformative both for the storyteller and for the people listening. And that is really powerful for me. I went to a moth event, I went to a moth event in Telluride, and I'll never forget a man stood up and told a story about driving out on the ice. He was ice fishing with his family and his truck went through the ice, and he was telling the story about saving his family. And that's never happened to me. Nothing even remotely close. But suddenly I felt that feeling with my own children. Like, what would I do if I was in that situation? And I had two young children in this car and my wife, and this truck is slowly sinking into the lake, you know, in this freezing weather. So it was transformative for me to suddenly have this gift of appreciation for my family and to think, wow, I've never had to go through that. And also for him, I could just tell it. Telling the story for him was so healthy. And it just felt like he was getting something out of it too. So that's the other thing that I really love about storytelling.
Yeah, I think, again, back to that connection piece. And I also think of like things that we do that are, you know, stupid, or we make decisions that are crazy, or we get into experiences that we never thought, you know, when we left that morning that we would get into, or even the tiniest details, the smallest stories of the mundane circumstances that we all experience in every day, to share those things in a way that creates laughter, creates connection, creates a shared experience. Wow.
Yeah.
How could we not do this?
If you're just tuning in and we're talking about the Raven Narratives this morning, I'm Tom Yoder with Sarah Severson, and we are co-producing a project called The Raven Narratives. Our first live event is this Saturday, January 23rd. It's at the Sunflower Theater at 7 p.m. And you can get your tickets online at sunflowertheater.org. And we will be doing a subsequent event in Durango at the Durango Arts Center on February 6th.
February 6th. That event's going to be at 7:30.
And that will be the same set of storytellers. So if you can't make it this Saturday, try to make it to the Durango event. I think that's about all the time we have for this morning, Sarah.
It's great. Well, thanks. You know, it was great talking stories with you again,
yeah,
Tom.
Absolutely.
As usual.
Thanks for listening.